Clinging on to hope at the gates of Europe, exhausted, cold and at the mercy of border guards, Belarusian state TV shows thousands of asylum seekers and migrants trapped at the border, now moving even closer to Poland and closer to a tense standoff with border troops. Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko says he's working to return migrants to their homes and will retaliate against more sanctions. On the other side of the border, the human toll of this crisis got a name and a face. In a small village of the minority Muslim Tatar community in Poland, a funeral was held for 19-year-old Ahmad Al-Hassan, a Syrian from the city of Homs, who drowned in a river after crossing the border. A friend who survived said Belarusian troops pushed him into the water. His last rites held by a people who never knew him, in a land he wanted to cross through, and then on to a better life. Ahmad Al-Hassan got caught in the middle between a human tragedy and a geopolitical power play, stuck in between a country giving him false hope about easy access to Europe and the other refusing to let him in. A 19-year-old who probably never heard about a political standoff between Belarus and Moscow on one side and the European Union on the other. For the Tatars, who themselves were given refuge in Poland some 600 years ago, the crisis at the border is painful to witness.
It's a human tragedy. I'm sitting here in the mosque in my warm coat. I can always have hot tea. But what about them? I can't sleep at night when I think about it.
To stop people from traveling to Minsk, EU foreign ministers are suggesting to temporarily make Minsk airport a no-fly zone. Countries like Iraq and Turkey have already been banning people from flying to Belarus, and some airlines have stopped flying altogether. But this still hasn't stopped people from trying to make the trip that is increasingly taking lives, like those of Dilir and Khalid, two young Kurdish men from Iraq who died from illnesses trying to reach Europe. For their families, there will at least be a funeral back home. For Ahmad Al-Hassan, family members can only watch the ceremony on a phone.
There's a Muslim cemetery here, so it's the right thing to do. Hopefully the family will come one day looking for the grave, and local people will show them the way.
A life cut short on a journey driven by hope and determination. A determination that won't stop others trying to complete the journey that Ahmad could not. Stepfasen, Al Jazeera, Bohiniki at the Polish border.